USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says talking about a motive in the deadly mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis that left 8 people dead isn't prudent right now.
It would be premature to speculate on that motivation.
In saying that, FBI Special Agent in Charge Paul Keenan noted the short of amount of time the investigation has been opened. Keenan saying the FBI is helping with the investigation.
FBI personnel are assisting the crime scene, conducting interviews, assisting on the search of the suspect's home, and will provide any technical expertise requested by the IMPD.
New Hampshire is the first state in New England to lift its statewide mandate on mask wearing. However, Republican Governor Chris Sununu saying the pandemic is not over and he'd like to see people to continue to wear masks. President Biden welcoming the Prime Minister of Japan to the White House. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A prominent conservative is crying foul after being kicked off a social media site.
Critics accused Twitter Thursday of banning Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe from its platform over the group exposing CNN as a propaganda mouthpiece.
After we released all these bombshell recordings into CNN showing them calling themselves propaganda, it's pretty extraordinary timing, but there are fundamental principles here we have to fight for, and I'm confident we're going to create an army of people that are going to follow in our footsteps. We have no other option. So we are suing Twitter on Monday.
Mr. O'Keefe on Fox News. Project Veritas showed footage of CNN technical director Charles Chester revealing the liberal network's bias and propaganda this week.
Thanks to Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau for that report. An Ohio man is under arrest after cops found him with a weapon and ammunition in a Times Square subway station in New York City. The man claimed it was legal for him to have the weapon. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An officer is injured after a shooting in San Antonio. Police Chief William McManus saying it started with a traffic stop where an officer was talking to the driver.
Some point, for I'm not sure why, but the driver pulled a gun and started firing at the officer. The officer was hit.
The cop was rushed to the hospital with a gunshot wound to his hand. The driver of the pickup was killed, and so was a passenger. A third person inside was also injured. Robocalls may seem endless these days.
We recently noticed your car's extended warranty was going to expire.
In March alone, an estimated 4.9 billion calls were reportedly made, according to UMail, which is equivalent to 15 calls for each person each month in the United States. Currently, the most popular category of robocalls are auto warranties. Acting chairwoman of the FCC, Jessica Rosenworcel, on why you're getting so many calls regarding auto warranties.
There's public information out there about your cars that you own, and people are driving more than ever as we come out of this pandemic, so the time is ripe for fraud associated with these kind of things.
Rosenworcel continues on ABC News by saying the FCC is taking action.
We're going to put in place new technologies that help authenticate our calls, and those new technologies will be in place in just a few months.
Unwanted calls are the number one complaint to the FCC, with an average of 200,000 complaints each year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.